sitting in for Evan, it's Christy Cameron on the Evan Solomon Show.
Oh my goodness, still getting lots of text messages about the dog topic. And somebody texted in and said, there's a serious problem, as if we have to teach this to people. If anybody out there just approaches and touches another person's dog without checking with the owner, then it's pretty clear we need more education. I just thought that was an interesting text message. And I think the thing is, you know, kids are kids, but a lot of adults, if adults are assuming that, then probably we should be teaching kids. I don't know if it's an overreaction, but it's certainly interesting. We're going to get a lot of calls and we're going to get a lot of text messages, I bet, on the next topic. And we're first going to talk to the Civil Liberties Association about it, because this is just a hell of a push by a civil liberties group in Ontario, which is now urging the Canadian government to end the imprisonment of a German-Canadian woman. How do you feel about the Canadian government getting involved and actually ending the imprisonment of somebody who's in a different country? They say in this case, it's unjust and it's immoral. What if I told you, though, that the person in question is imprisoned for publishing videos that deny the Holocaust? Let's bring on the Ontario Civil Liberties Association and the executive director, Joseph Hickey. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi there.
Tell us a bit about this person that you are very concerned about being imprisoned in Germany.
Right. So Ms. Monica Schaefer is currently on trial in Germany, and it is a criminal code provision in Germany that criminalizes the expression of opinions about historical events. And international law is crystal clear on this point. States must not imprison individuals based on their opinions or beliefs about historical events. And this is contained in General Comment Number 34, an expression of international law as an interpretation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So it's very clear. The German law in question is a clear violation of human rights in this regard. Canada does not have any such law, and what we have done is we've written to the Ministers of Justice and Foreign Affairs of Canada, and we've asked them to recognize that this law is wrong and harmful. It is in violation of the international covenant that Canada has ratified, and we've asked them to intervene and rescue Ms. Schaefer from prosecution and imprisonment for expression of a belief.
Ms. Schaefer, for our listeners, was appearing in a YouTube video denying the Holocaust, which is, I think, you know, what people maybe have a difficult time with here. The video titled, "Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust." And she says she was born and raised in Canada. She talks about how her parents emigrated from Germany in the 1950s. And, you know, obviously these views are very troubling. She's been in custody since her arrest and her trial is set to continue. And you know, this is why I guess she was arrested in January. A lot of people are going to hear this story and find her views clearly to be appalling. They are appalling. Why would Canada want to vouch for somebody like this who has appalling views?
I need to point out something very important, which is that all criminal code provisions that can be called hate speech provisions, and the German law in question is of this type, they all have the characteristic that a person can be put in jail without the state ever needing to demonstrate an actual or probable harm to any actual person. Okay, so in this sense, they're victimless crimes.
So you're saying it's speech. It's speech. It's not action.
Well, expression can constitute a crime if there is a real connection between the expression and a harm or a likely harm to a real person. So, for example, a general ordering a massacre of civilians or a president ordering a genocide, these are expressions where the component of crime is very clear. But in these hate speech criminal code provisions, no actual threat of harm or causal connection to any harm ever has to be demonstrated. So the state can put someone in jail without there ever being that link made.
But what about promoting the spread of hate against a people, in this case, Jewish people?
Well, again, whatever the nature of the expression might be, these laws have this feature where no actual victim needs to be identified, and no causal link between the expression and actual harm or probable harm to any actual person needs to be demonstrated. This is what makes them contrary to international law. And international law, again, is clear and states that any restriction on freedom of speech must be demonstrably necessary and must be proportionate. That is impossible if there can be no causal link made between the expression and a threat of harm to a real person. So these laws of this type are all violations of the human right of expression. It's very clear.
Okay, you've also pointed out that the video in question, the one that I was just mentioning, that the video was made in Canada and published from Canada. Is that part of your argument, that this woman should be sent back to her home country of Canada?
Well, she's Canadian. Canada would never have a law like this. It does not have a law like this, where an individual can be put in jail for expressing a belief about a historical event, whatever that belief might be. And so Canada should intervene, and it should recognize that this very important international covenant protecting human rights is being violated here, and should do whatever is in Canada's power to intervene and bring the person home.
Okay, we chatted with Ed Prucci, who is our legal analyst, and I want to play a clip of him here because we asked him about this case, and he said, you know, this is a creative argument, but he said it's not likely that Canada is actually going to intervene here.
Germany, as a mature Western democracy, is entitled to make the call about whether it's going to let international law dictate what is or isn't appropriate in its local domestic forum. We're not going to intervene.
He says this is clearly an interesting case, and it is something that's going to capture people's attention, but he's not sure that it is our right to intervene.
Generally speaking, the approach by Canadian authorities is going to be to defer to that allied Western democracy and say, look, just because it's not a crime here in Canada doesn't mean you, Germany, as a sovereign nation, don't have the right to make it a crime there.
He says, generally speaking, we defer to them. What do you make of that?
The Canadian government should always defend its citizens that are trapped by criminal prosecutions in foreign countries where the person is being prosecuted on under what is fundamentally a censorship law. Okay, so if any Canadian in any country is being put on trial and is being put in prison,
no matter what it's for,
law, if it's a law that is about denying the person's freedom of expression and where there's no causal link to a threat of harm to any actual person, Canada should definitely intervene and defend the human rights of the person that are being violated,
Joseph,
regardless of what country that might be.
Joseph, you got to know that I'm going to get a bunch of text messages and calls here of people who just cannot fathom helping somebody like this who denies the Holocaust. Do you recognize Canada would receive a lot of bad press for doing something like this?
Well, I want to take a step back and discuss very quickly why freedom of expression is needed in a democracy. So a democratic society is one where individuals have a role in decision-making in the society. In order for the individuals to authentically have a role, they need to be able to consider various points of view, facts and arguments, asserted facts and arguments, and they need to make up their own minds on issues that are important to society. Okay, so every law that silences some form of speech harms democracy because it removes the possibility for individuals to hear, consider, and debate all views, and it teaches individuals to accept the view of authority, be it institutional or otherwise. So a society is not a democracy when it censors speech. We must absolutely be opposed to censorious laws at a fundamental level, and we have to do it consistently, regardless of how controversial or taboo the expressed views may be. So freedom of speech, and this is why at the very highest levels in international law, the best legal minds on the planet have made it crystal clear that these laws that censor freedom of expression must not be implemented in countries that have signed on to these covenants.
Mm. Well, Joseph Hickey, we appreciate your perspective. Thank you for coming on the program.
Okay, thank you.
Joseph Hickey is the executive director of the Ontario Civil Liberties Association. It is the group that is arguing Canada should help this Holocaust denier in Germany. The Civil Liberties group says that we should be reaching out. They are concerned about Canada's apparent unwillingness to come to the aid of this woman, a German-Canadian woman on trial for publishing videos denying the Holocaust. And I want to hear from you on this. Text me at 71010. Call me at 1-855-633-1010. You've heard now the case of the Civil Liberties Association that wants to help this woman. You've heard a legal perspective who said, it's a creative argument. I don't really know that it holds up. Usually we defer to the country. And now I want to hear from you. Coming up, your thoughts, your opinions. Call us at 1-855-633-1010. Should we help this woman because she is a Canadian citizen? I'm Christy Cameron, filling in for Evan Solomon right here on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.